with SBS Radio.
Kimberley families seek compensation for use of Agent Orange in the 70s and 80s. Prime Minister says a royal commission into this summer's bushfires will look at the impact of climate change, but not only that particular issue. And in sports, national anthem scrapped for All Stars out of respect for Indigenous players. This is NITV Radio News and my name is Šárka Pechová. The Commissioner of Western Australia's Police Force says his organisation is striving to improve relations with Indigenous people. A police report has found Indigenous people in the state are being issued with more on-the-spot traffic fines than non-Indigenous drivers. But when it comes to fines issued by traffic cameras rather than human officers, fines are almost evenly split between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says the report shows there was no conclusive proof of deliberate bias. But he also says the report's findings raise concerns. In an unrelated interview, Macquarie University professor Bronwyn Carlson says in WA there is a pattern of discrimination against Indigenous people. She singles out traffic fines as one area where this pattern can be observed.
What's this world that we live in where this kind of violence can continue to be perpetrated against a very small population of people who are some of the most disadvantaged people in this country?
Yeah, vulnerable people, disadvantaged, and yet being even...
Targeted.
That's, yeah.
I mean, in some instances, hunted.
That's even a more powerful...
You know, when you target particular groups, you make laws... Yeah. That focus on particular groups like the unpaid fines or being drunk in public. You're targeting and hunting particular people.
Kimberley families are appealing to the West Australian government for compensation on behalf of relatives they say were affected by Agent Orange. The chemical solution, which was weaponized by the US during the Vietnam War, can cause a range of diseases, including cancer. It's believed more than 1,000 Aboriginal men were exposed to it when working on a weed eradication program in the Kimberleys in the 70s and 80s. The workers were not provided with protective gear. The state government has denied that Agent Orange was used during that period. Campaigner Eugene McMahon is calling on the state to take responsibility.
I'm very angry. They took away my brother. My mother is still suffering today with dementia. She wants closure. And it's not only our family that wants closure through our cultural ways. All the others' families, they want closure too. They want answers for their sons and the nephews that they've lost.
For more than 65,000 years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities have studied the intricate ways in which the sky and land are connected. And visitors in Melbourne's M Pavilion will now be able to take the journey too. On Saturday, Camillaro astrophysics student Crystal De Napoli will talk about the methods Indigenous astronomers used to predict weather and harvest cycles from the sky, plan ceremonial practices and navigate vast distances. Indian mining company has been fined $20,000 in Brisbane court for misleading the Queensland government. Adani said in 2018 it had not cleared any land in its controversial Carmichael coal mine in the site. But 6 months later, it said that information was wrong, citing an administrative error. The magistrate in the case did not formally record a conviction against the company. But Derek Davies from environmental group Coast to Country says the court case is still good news because it shows the Queensland government is holding Adani to account.
Adani commenced land clearing activities in March 2018. 2 years on, we are now at the stage where Adani is guilty, sentenced. This is good to good to see that the Queensland government have been driving forward and holding this dodgy company to account.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a royal commission into this summer's bushfires will look at the impacts of climate change, but not only that particular issue. Mr. Morrison has written to all state and territory governments to ask their opinion on what a bushfire royal commission should look into. He says the royal commission should address all the relevant factors.
I'm not going to allow a confined, narrow debate when it comes to understanding what it means to live in the climate we're going to live in. It's not just about emissions reduction, that's important, but it's also about resilience and it's also about adaptation. And our government is going to address all of these.
Amongst issues the Royal Commission is expected to look into are land clearing and native vegetation laws, and whether the federal government should have more powers to act on things like the bushfire crisis without state and territory governments getting involved. The Prime Minister wants the Royal Commission finished by August so the government can act on its recommendations by the time the next bushfire season comes. Australia's economy is set to take a significant hit from the coronavirus outbreak, compounding the cost of the bushfire emergency. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the economic impacts will largely be a result of virus containment efforts. It comes after Queensland Prime Minister Anastasia Palaszczuk warned jobs in state could be lost within weeks unless the federal government intervenes. Ms. Palaszczuk says Cairns alone has lost $200 million in forward bookings and exporters who service China are losing their markets. Despite this, Mr. Morrison says the economy is resilient.
There will be an economic hit because of the coronavirus, just as there will be as a result of the bushfires. But there will also be a recovery. And there will be a recovery to the bushfires with the extensive works that will be undertaken with rebuilding. And equally, you can expect down the track, when? Hard to know, because there are so many unknowns about the duration of this virus.
Internal emails between senior bureaucrats have been released to a Senate inquiry, showing the federal government was told its so-called robo-debt scheme was illegal. This system matched data from the Australian Taxation Office and Centrelink to force people to pay back overpaid welfare payments. It's alleged that some people who were served repayment notices by this system committed suicide from the stress. The system was scaled back in late November. But in federal opposition spokesman for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Bill Shorten, says the government still has questions to answer about the matter.
When did they find out that the scheme was illegal? Why didn't they find out that the scheme was illegal? And furthermore, how many people will be repaid? How much money will be repaid? And why are they wasting taxpayers' money fighting legal class actions when their own secret documents reveal that the government has been running an illegal Ponzi scheme, ripping off hundreds of thousands of its own people with no legal authority?
United States President Donald Trump has delivered his first speech at the White House since his Senate acquittal on both articles of impeachment. The president is the third in the U.S. history to be impeached by the House of Representatives, but was found not guilty on abuse of power and not guilty on obstruction of justice, with the vote results going largely along party lines. Greeted with a prolonged standing ovation from his allies, sitting in the audience, including his legal team, he said the impeachment was unfair.
They made up facts. A corrupt politician named Adam Schiff made up my statement to the Ukrainian president. He brought it out of thin air, just made it up. This was crooked politics. How about all these people? They're running for office. They're saying the worst things about me. We were treated unbelievably unfairly. We first went through Russia, Russia, Russia. We then went through the Mueller report. And they should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later, after lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Mr. Trump will be remembered by history.
He's impeached forever, no matter what he says or whatever headlines he wants to carry around. You're impeached forever. You're never getting rid of that scar. And history will always record that you were impeached for undermining the security of our country, jeopardizing the integrity of our elections, and violating the Constitution of the United States.
In Iraq, hundreds of protesters have gathered in Baghdad's central Tahrir Square to condemn a militia attack on demonstrators from the country's center-south city of Najaf. Officials say on Wednesday, at least 8 anti-government protesters were killed and 52 wounded in the clashes with followers of the radical Shiite cleric Mokhtar al-Sadr in the area. It comes as new divisions emerge among protesters and supporters of the cleric in Najaf. Protesters, mainly comprising of university students, marched through the streets of the country's capital in solidarity with Najaf's demonstrators while criticizing the government for failing to protect them. One protester says he will not tolerate the brutality being experienced in Najaf.
They burned the tents of our brothers in Najaf. This brutal assault on our brothers is an attack on all the protesters at the sit-in squares.
To sports now and in rugby. The Australian Rugby League Commission has voted to exclude the national anthem from this month's NRL All-Stars pre-match festivities on the Gold Coast. Commission Chairman Peter Vlandis says the move was made after discussions with the game's leading Indigenous athletes and the governing body's Indigenous Rugby League Council. He said in a statement that the All-Stars game was created as a celebration of Indigenous players and their culture. He added that they have listened to their players' concerns, that the words of the anthem do not represent them nor their families, and that it does not include an acknowledgement of First Nations people. An Australian middle distance running star Jessica Hull has won the women's 5,000 metres run at Melbourne's Track Classic. It is Hull's first national title. The win guarantees her a place on the Australian team for the Tokyo Olympics. And let's have a look at today's weather. The Bureau of Meteorology is predicting tropical cyclone Damien will reach a Category 4 when it crosses Western Australia's Pilbara coast. Destructive winds up to 150 km per hour could develop today and on Saturday. Up to 300 millimetres of rainfall is expected to fall along with serious flooding at the coast between Dampier and Wallal. In Broome, there are expectations of a shower or two with a possible storm, top of 35. Perth, mostly sunny, possible late storm with the top of 30 degrees. Adelaide, humid with a possible late storm, top of 31. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy and 26 degrees. Hobart, cloudy with a 20 degrees. Albury Wodonga, smog haze with a top of 32. Canberra, shower or two with a 23 degrees. Sydney, showers increasing, possible heavy showers with a top of 23 degrees. Brisbane, similar conditions but 29 degrees. Townsville, shower or two clearing with a top of 33. Cairns also 33, but there is a possibility of shower. Darwin can expect a shower or two, possible storm, top of 34 degrees. Alice Springs will be sunny today with a top of 34. And Torres Strait Islands are cloudy with a big chance of showers and a thunderstorm, top of 25 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.